Hello, this is Hollis McGehee again, coming back with part two of this travel through the world of dementia. My specific diagnosis is MCI, or mild cognitive impairment. I wanted to update you on a couple of things that I've learned and things that I've experienced also, and one bright spot. I guess it's all bright. I've learned that the problems I've had for even longer than I realized I was having with memory is with balance and, to some extent, my gait and walking. Those are related. I didn't know that until today, and found that out through, I think it's the National Institute of Health. You can type in gait, G-A-I-T, and balance, and MCI or dementia, and it will bring it to you. So I've had a problem. I've had several really pretty significant falls. One, I tore up a shoulder, and another one, I did something to a knee, and those appear to be related to this cognitive impairment. And I think that would be true. As I told you in the last video, the whole dementia issue is like a line, and all of us are somewhere on the line. We may be on the side where we're having no problem. We may have a place where we're age appropriate. In other words, that I'm about to be 70, as well as at 60 and 50 and 40 even. There are some things that we start to lose, but there's a line that we cross over where we go beyond what's age appropriate. And that's where you enter MCI, and then it continues along. It's a form of your brain not working, just like other forms of dementia or other places along the dementia continuum. And this balance issue and this gait issue, and the balance is bigger for me than the gait, but I have started to notice some problems with that, kind of stumbling sometimes. My feet get caught on the ground completely unexpectedly, especially when I'm wearing rubber sole shoes. But also, the other thing I wanted to say is that I've found out there's a lot of confusion about medication. Speaking with several different people that I thought would be knowledgeable about this, they didn't really understand MCI and its relation to certain dementia drugs. I'm about to explore some natural alternatives. One of them, pharmacist told me about, is called lion's mane. And I haven't checked into that yet, but that's one of the ways I'm going to go. But I would encourage you to do some research on the drugs, because the drugs for dementia are pretty powerful. And according to what I've read, you can't really just take one of them, because dementia takes multiple paths, and you have to be able to track it down those various paths. Or not track it, but block it on at least more than one path, according to the literature. I know nothing except what I've read and what I'm personally experiencing. To give you an example from personal experience, this morning I met a great friend. He's a relatively new friend, but become very precious in a short time. Very smart guy that has been a blessing, he and his wife, to Elaine and I. And we pray we've been encouraging to them also. And he came over to help us with a little technical problem. He can figure out most anything. And I can't explain it, but I just became so anxious, and my eyes started hurting, and my brain became confused just standing there talking about this stuff. And it's an example of me coming in contact with something that I don't know the answer to, and it becomes overwhelming. And it's not that I wanted to feel that way. I didn't intentionally feel that way, but it came over me. But in a short time, he and I walked out to where I do my painting, and just spending 15 minutes in there, or even sooner than that, it calmed down and it was well with my soul, as I like to say, and as the great old hymn says. Finally, I was looking for an Alzheimer's dementia MCI care group. Like I used to go to AA when I first quit drinking, and I've been sober a little over 15 years now by the grace of God. And so I was looking for that. I joked with Elaine, my wife, and said, the reason I can't find one is the people that are in it can't find the meeting. And she got aggravated at me, I think. But I said, we got to laugh some with this. And so anyway, but there are some out there, I think. And so I found this lady, and lo and behold, there's actually a walk for dementia and Alzheimer's this Saturday. So I'm going to walk in that. And if anybody wants to contribute to that through that walk, then I encourage you to do so. You can direct message me on Facebook or email me at hollis@aimingforjesus.com. I'm not a money raiser, but this certainly is an issue that affects, I think, every single family on the face of the earth, probably. So it seems like a worthwhile effort for us to try to help make progress in these issues. So thank you so much for listening. What I know is that there's so much more that I don't know and other people don't know about problems in our brain and its level of function. But we need to be aware of things and try to take care of ourselves. No one else will do that automatically. People are more than willing to help. We have to be out there speaking for ourselves as long as we can. And I pray that if you're experiencing any of these issues, you feel comfortable in reaching out to me or to others. I don't know very much at all, and seems like I know less every day. But I pray for all of you that God bless you. I pray that your trust is in Him, in Christ. And if not, I'm happy to speak with you about that. And even if you don't, if you're a complete unbeliever, I love you and I want the best for you. And I'm happy to speak with you and share what is my experience, strength, and hope. I'm not somebody that shoves anything on anybody. But when you have really good news, the best news ever, it would be very selfish indeed not to share it. I'm like one beggar telling another beggar where to find bread. We're all alike. We're all looking for that place, our purpose. Amen. God bless you. Have a great day.